sweetest friends. Here should be Le'ili Nishmas, Aliza Rachel, Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi. Hi, who passed away at a young age and left a young child and a husband. Her neshama should have a constant aliyah. And also, it should be Lerefuas Chaim Yonason Mordechai ben Pesha Elka and Noam ben Leah. It says in the Torah about someone who gives his kid over to the Avodah Zarahite of Molech, V'aniyetein es panai b'ishahu v'chirati osu mikerev amo ki mizara nosan la'molech. I'm going to put my face towards that person and I'm going to cut him off from his nation because he gave his seed to Molech. V'man tamei es mikdash yulachal shem kachi, in order to contaminate my mikdash and to violate my holy name. Rashi says, what does it mean, l'man tamei es mikdashi? As Knesset Yisrael, that's the Jewish people, the mystical concept of the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, she'hi mekudeshes li, that's married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kalashem v'lo yichal es mikdashi. You shouldn't violate my mikdash. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mikdash. We're mekudeshes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means l'man tamei es mikdashi. That's Knesset Yisrael. Zokta Ramban, v'kvar amasti zeh, ech tetame Knesset Yisrael shemekudeshes l'shmo agadol b'yishechad asher yechta. How are the entire Jewish people, the entire mystical concept of the Jewish people of Knesset Yisrael, how are they becoming tame as a whole in toto because one person sinned? V'kvar ramzu zeh b'midrashim, and the midrashim ready were merames to this, she'amru, they said, kol anene min olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu gozol HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Knesset Yisrael shenemar gozol aviv imo in aviv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'imo el HaKadosh Yisrael. It says in the Gemara Brachas Lamed Hamad Beis that if your nana from this world without a bracha, it's like you stole from God and from the Jewish people. They quote a pasuk, you stole from your mother and your father is God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your mother is Knesset Yisrael. That's the mystical concept of the Jewish people. Chavar hu li shmashchus, chavar li yiravim benevat, shehechti es Yisrael avim shbashamayim. One such a person is a friend to yiravim benevat, who is machti, the Jewish people, to their father in heaven. That's he's a friend to the corrupting person, that's the yiravim benevat. So what's so terrible about not making a bracha? The answer is, ki ha'chefetz b'yitzira shivarchu aleh l'shmai ha'gadol misham yakim l'olam v'im lav yis'ala b'shmai ha'gadol mistalekas ha'shchinim Yisrael. That it's desirable in the creation that you should make a bracha. The desire of Hashem when He created the world was that we should make a bracha to His great name, and that's going to give the world existence. And if not, Yis'ala b'shmai ha'gadol, he's going to be elevated with his big name, and the Shechina is going to leave the Jewish people. Kol shken k'shiyakov ha'pri l'molech shumetayv gon Yaakov u'mishkano. And certainly, when you're making this fruit, this child, to Molech, to the Avodah Zarah, so what he's doing is, he's making abominable. He's acting in an abominable way. The greatness of the Jewish people and God's dwelling among us. Maharal writes in the Sefer Gurarie, Ulufia Nira Midivre Ramban, Shehum Farish, Kolanenem, and Olam Hazar, below Bracha, goes like a Sprachu, Knesset Yisrael, Nemrala Bracha, Shu goes on a Sprachu, Knesset Yisrael. It's mashman the Ramban that what you're stealing here, if you're nana below bracha, you're stealing the bracha. You're stealing the bracha from God and the Jewish people. Why? Because a chayfetz biyitzira shiyavarchu aleh lishma. The desire in creation is that you should make a bracha, and that's what gives kiyum to the world. So you're not stealing the fruit; you're stealing the bracha. כי תהיה השכינה בארץ על ידי הברכה, שממשיך הברכה והשפל היצירה, ואז השכינה בארץ. You bring down godliness to the earth when you make a bracha. And when you don't make a bracha, then the godliness doesn't come down to the earth. Nobody is mamshichim to the earth. There's no kiyum to the world. That's the opinion of the Ramban, that you're stealing the bracha, because the bracha is what gives existence to the world, and by not making a bracha, you're taking away from the existence of the world. V'ani omer ki lo kivnu rabbeseinu b'gezeilas habracha klal, rak b'gezeilas hapri. I hold, ichal zok the maral, that you're not stealing the bracha, you're stealing the pri. Because look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, L'shem aritzim v'loa, one pasuk, everything belongs to God, even the earth. And the other pasuk says, L'shemayim shemayim l'shem aritzim san l'vnei adam. The other pasuk says that the earth was given to man. So which one is it? Is the earth God's or is the earth man's? And so the Gemara depends. Before the bracha, it's God's. After the bracha, it's man's. And therefore, Gemara says, Kol anen eben olam hazeh b'lo bracha mo'al. Because it says, L'shem aritz umaloa. The earth belongs to Hashem. By using the earth without a bracha, it's me'ila. It's misuse of temple funds. This whole world is one big Beis HaMikdash. If you're nanim and olam hazeh b'lo bracha, it's me'ila. You're taking away the holiness from the world without permission. V'atam hazeh yadua, ki b'mesh ha'aretz v'chol asher la ba'al Hashem, shem kodesh chol alav. כמו כל דבר שהוא להשם, שהוא מקודש, לשמו יסברך, ונהנה ממנו מועל, וראה הכל הוא להשם. Everything belongs to God. It's holy. So, שם שמיים is chol on it. And if you're nana, you're moel. Because שם שמיים is chol on it. שם שמיים applies to this item. That's where it says, להשם ארץ ומלואה, but when you give a bracha to Hashem, it's chulin. Because the bracha that you're making goes all the way up to Hashem. That he's the Mavarech and he's the Mashpia. And since that's what the bracha is. Bracha is you're drawing from the source of bracha, you're tapping into the source of bracha. And since Hashem is the Nosein and the Mashpia, and he gave it to you, it becomes chulin. It becomes chulin because now it was sort of redeemed from its holy source. But without a bracha, it still belongs to Hashem and you're using it without permission. The bracha is mamshich adhered to this world. So mirhabendu amachlokes bein haramban lebein hamaral v'usmaim t'makavanat hagmara hanehne min haolam hazeh b'lo bracha k'ilu gozel hakadosh baruch hu v'knesset Yisrael. Haim hakavana shu gazal et habracha o hakavana shu gazal et hapri? Lefi haramban hakavana shu gazal et habracha. ואילו דעת המערב שהוא גזל את הפרי שהוא אוכל בלא ברכה, כי לפני הברכה חל עליו שם שמיים והידי הברכה נעשה חולין. באמס רשי learns like the Ramban, goes על הקדש ברוך הוא. רשי writes in ברוך הסלם את המד בייס אס ברכסה ולכנס ישראל כשר חתו הפרס לוקן. It's like you stole the bracha from Hashem and from Knesset Yisrael, because when we don't make the bracha and we sin, the peiros are harmed. So we're stealing from the Jewish people as well. We're stealing the bracha from God and the Jewish people ruining their fruits. So that's like the Ramban, that what we're stealing is the bracha, not the pri. The Mashal is Omen and Divrei Rashi, and he says you're not stealing the bracha, you're stealing from Hashem the food, because before the bracha it belongs to Hashem, after the bracha it no longer belongs to Hashem, kibyochol becomes ours. But you're stealing the food. And the Gavei Knesset Yisrael, when it says you're stealing, Tzarech l'farei shegozel birchasa, you're stealing the bracha. Shaperis lokin. So now the Jewish people no longer have a bracha, because the fruits are harmed. So the stealing by Hashem is the fruit. And by Knesset Yisrael, it's like Rashi says, you're stealing the bracha. Because when they sin, the peiros are harmed. So they don't have their bracha. Be'emes, we have to understand Rashi and the Ramban, who explain that you steal the bracha, and not that what you're stealing from Hashem is the bracha, not the pri. Why don't they just say Kapshit Pashas HaGemara, that you're stealing the food, that you're eating without a bracha? So, Rav Gishtetner Zecher Tzadik Levracha in Pashas Kedoshim and the Laharus Nosson answers. Based on the, and we're basing this Shirin, that's the Sefer, answers based on the Avnei Nezer and Siman Lamed Zayin, that Birchas HaNe'anin is a chiyuv ala gavra, v'lo ala cheftza. Birchas HaNe'anin is a chiyuv on the person, and not on the object, and arises from Baal Keri, who is allowed to eat without a bracha, without making a bracha beforehand, like it says in the Mishnah in Brachas. Why Rashi says there? Because the bracha is not the oraisa. And if there's an Isra Me'ila on the Cheftza, then even with the Rabbanan it should be asur to eat until he goes to Mikvah. How can he eat without a bracha? Like Sharis Surah Echila with the Rabbanan, that are asur to Achol Hashem Bo Sakana. So it must be that it's not an Isra on the Cheftza, it's just an Isra on the Gavra. There's a mitzvah for a person to make a bracha, and when he doesn't make a bracha, there's no Chiyuv. When he's not Chayiv to make a bracha, then he can eat without a bracha. If it was an Isser Chefza, then he wouldn't be allowed to eat. The food is Asser. Only an Isser Gavra when he has a Chi of Bracha, and a Baal Keri doesn't have a Chi of Bracha. So now we understand what the Ramban and Rashi said, that you're Gozel the Bracha, and they didn't say you steal the food. Because if you say there's Gzela on the food, how's a Baal Keri allowed to eat without a Bracha? Which is because he's a Baal Keri, he's allowed to steal. There's no Isser Gzela of a Baal Keri. No. Pshat is, you're stealing the bracha. But a Baal Keri is not chayv in a bracha, is not stealing anything. But the Etzem HaMachal, there's no Chiyuv Gzela in the Machal, only on the bracha. If you're not chayv in a bracha like a Baal Keri, then you're not stealing anything. But we still have to understand. Chazal say in Bracha, Islam B'Hayam B'Aleph, Kol Anana Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Mo'al, U'ki'ilu Nana Mikot Shishamayim. So Chazal say that it's like Me'ila, and it's like one is being Nana Mikatshi Shamayim. He's misappropriating temple funds. He's being Nana from the Kachim of Hashem. So Me'ila is an Isser Mitzad Chefza. Since it's an object that's Shaykh the Hekdesh, you're now allowed to get hana from it. So it's muchach that the chi of bracha is out to the cheftza, that the obligation to make a bracha is not on the gavra, it's on the cheftza, because it says without making a bracha it's me'ila. Me'ila is an isra cheftza. And the Avnei Nezer himself was sensitive to this difficulty, and he says that the bracha is a chiyuv gavro memela kishenena below bracha mal lo sheikar tama bracha mishum me'ila. He says not the tama bracha is not al me'ila. Tama bracha is that you have a chiyuv gavro to make a bracha. But then the question is, why if you ate without a bracha, is it considered me'ila? If you wear a baguette of arba kanfas without tzitzis, there's an isra me'ila. So here you didn't make a bracha, why is that me'ila? So if Chazal compared ha'ocha v'lo bracha me'ila, that would seem to say that it's an isra on the cheftza. So if that's the case, then why again did the Ramban and Rashi say that you're, that it's a din of gzeilas habracha, should be gzeilas hamacha. And then we also have another question: why is a baal keri allowed to eat without a bracha if it's meila? How's meila mutter for a baal keri? However, it would seem that even meila is not begeder gzeila. This is a big discussion in Achronim. Many hold that meila is a din of gzeila, but it would seem that it's not, because we see in meila yudches that darvish ein bo pgam kevin shenen emal, certain things that you don't lessen their value when you use them. Just the very hana itself is meila. If you take a cup and you drink from it, it's meila. Tosus writes there, long Tosus Dibur Maskel V'Omer, that a meila one is chayiv even below shinu rishus, even below din gezel. For gezel, like we see in Ksubis, you have to take it out of the Rishus Bailin. But here, you don't have to. Even if you did Hagbab Rishus Bailin, it's still going to be Me'ila. Person's Nana in a Hektish is Chayv Me'ila, even if he didn't pick it up. Because he's Nana. So Me'ila is not Begeder Gezel. Because even if you didn't take it out of the Rishus of Hektish, it's the very fact that you got Hana is already Me'ila. So you see, it's not Geder Gezel. It's still in the Rishus of Hakdesh, but it's Me'ila just because you got Hana. So the Yisr Me'ila is that a person's Nana Mikachi Shemayim. Even though there's no Gidre Gzeil, like the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Me'ila, Lachaches, Borei Kamlech Miratora B'Me'ila, Umayim Eitim V'Avonim V'Ofer V'Efer Kevin Shakar Shem Adon Avaruch Adon Olam Aleim. Look at how much the Torah is machmirin me'ila of eitzim and avanim and afar and efer. God's name is on them. Just with words, they're holy. And if a person is noig min hakol, it's me'ila, and even b'shogeg needs a kapara. Certainly mitzvahs. You have to keep mitzvahs seriously, which are inherently holy. So you see from the Rambam that the gedder of Isser Me'ila is that since it's holy, you're not allowed to be noig min hakol. Noig ben min hakol malba. Why? Because bedvarim niskatshu, they became holy with words. In the middle, you're not allowed to act with divrei chol towards something that's holy, so it's not a din in gzeila. If it was midin gzeila, it wouldn't be such a chiddush in the din of Me'ila. And you wouldn't have to say how Torah is machmir and me'ila. Well, it's pashut. Well, why is it such a chumra by me'ila that you're not allowed to be nana from kachi shemaim? If it's a din of gzeila, gzeila is also asr to a person that you're not allowed to steal from a hedyot. Is it nashim gzeilos? So by me'ila also. What's the chiddush if it's gzeila? Pashat that it's aser, but no. The chiddush of me'ila is that even though there's no gzeila, it's still aser. Even if he wasn't mazik hekdesh, hekdesh doesn't lack. Even if he didn't pick up the object, even if he didn't take it out of rishus hekdesh, he just drank from a kol shel zav, without hakbo, without hatzah mirishus. He's mal, because he's nana mikachi shamayim, and he's noig min hakol b'davar hamakudosh. However, even though Me'ila isn't Megeder Gezel, nevertheless, Vade to Din Be'etzem Achevtze. Since the Chevetz is Mekudosh L'Shamayim, you're not allowed to be Nana. So we still have a question. So how's a Baal Keri allowed to eat without a Bracha? Even if they patter from a Bracha, but how does Kedusha Shamayim go away from the Machal? And he's allowed to eat it. So really we have to say as follows. How is it possible that there's Kedusha Shemayim on food, and therefore you need a bracha to be matir them? Kadosh Baruch Hu created food for people to eat, to enjoy. המתחילות בריאה סמכות של עולם המאכלים, כנאמר פרובו מול הארץ וכבשו עבדו בדגס הים ואוף השמיים וכל חי הרמס על הארץ. God gave us kol pre-eat, zera zarei alechem, yeh la'achla, it's for us to eat. It's kol yerek, esev la'achla. It's given to us to eat. And if peres are permitted to chayin a behema, without a bracha, and there's no kedusha, so why is there kedusha than yinachilas adam? And goyim are also allowed to eat, even though they don't make a bracha. So how does it work that a goy eats? Without a bracha. Goyim are not allowed to do gezel, like this famous Minchas Chinuch and Gemara that says that the goy ate the Korban Pesach and they killed him because he stole Mikodshei Shemayim. But stam to eat, a goy is allowed to eat without a bracha. If it's really holy, then what gives the goy permission to eat? So the answer is that it says that an enem in Olam Hazeh below bracha ma'al, it's like he's an enem Mikodshei Shemayim, is not because there's Kedusha and Isser Be'etzim HaMachal, because we see that Goyim and behemoths are allowed to eat. What makes them kodesh shemaim is the chovas bracha. Now, it's not that be'etzim you look at the food and you say this food is holy. It's that it's the chovas bracha that's mechayev a bracha. It's the chovas bracha that creates the isur me'ila. It's not that since it's me'ila, you need to make a bracha. Since it's a chiyuv bracha, me'ila is me'ila. Like it says in the Gemara with respect to Sukkah, Tesamad Aleph in the Gemara there. How do you know the Sukkah is Asr called Shiva? Chagat Sukkah is Ta'a Shiva's Yamim Lashem, just like Chol Shem Shemaim Alachagiga, Ka Chol Shem Shemaim Alach Sukkah. So, Shem Shemaim is Chol on the Sukkah. But it would seem that Sukkah, just like it's Chol on the Chagiga, but it would seem that Sukkah is not Megeder Kedusha's carbon. Because it says in the Gemara in Sukkah that Adas Shel Mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell. And Rashi says that we learn from Sukkah, the Chol Shem Shemaim al Atzei Sukkah, Le'asar Behanoa Kol Shiva, Chol Lehuktu LeMitzvah. You're not allowed to smell this Hadas Shel Mitzvah, because we learn from Sukkah that the Chol Shem Shemaim is Chol on the Atzei Sukkah to be Asar Behanoa all 7 days, since it's set aside for a mitzvah. But Lechara, what's the Raya from Sukkah to Hadas? Maybe Sukkah is different, it's Kishlech Hagiga. How do we know from Sukkah to other mitzvahs? And also, if it has Kedusha, like Kedusha's carbon, where did the Kedusha Sukkah go away after 7 days? The Gemara Nedarim says in Chavtes Amid Aleph, Kedusha Saguf La Pachta Bichdi, doesn't just go away. So what does it mean that Chol Shem Shemayim? Rather, what it means is that since it was Huktzal Mitzvah, so that's what makes it holy. Anything that's Mufresh La Mitzvah has Kedusha. Kedusha is Mufresh and Muvdal, Rashi, Kedoshim, Yotes Beis, Kedoshim Tiyo, Prushim and Arayas, Kedoshim Tiyo, Prushim Tiyo, and therefore, anything that's Mufresh La Tzarech Mitzvah is Kadosh. And it's not Kedusha's Aguf like Kedusha's Mizbeach. And it's also not Kedusha's Damim, which are Nichsei Hekdesh. Rather, it's Muktash L'Mitzvah and Bilvat. And therefore, when the Kedusha goes away, when the Mitzvah goes away, the Kedusha also goes away. And it's no longer a Mitzvah, it's no longer a Kedusha. Because the Kedusha is only there, it's Aruch Mitzvasa. And the Yisur for this Svar we see in the Ran and Megillah. And Chavav and Beis, the name of the Ramban, Beis Knesset said, as Kedusha has it sold. It's essentially holy like Hekdesh, so how's it redeemed? Hekdesh is not allowed to be redeemed if it has Kedusha Begufa. So, answers the Ran, name of the Ramban, at a base Knesset, they made it like Tashmishei Mitzvah, like Sukkah Lulav. You're allowed to throw them away after their Mitzvah, Bizmana Mitzvah, they have Kedusha of Kavod. And therefore, base Knesset, as long as these people in the city want that it has Kedusha, but when they sell it, and then they're even allowed to sell it to make beer as a beer factory. Because Abrazman mitzvasa, benifka kedushasa. So al yidei shehuk tzal mitzvah, we see that since it was set aside for the mitzvah, that's what gives it its kedusha. And it's the same thing with the food. And since it was set aside for a bracha, that's what makes it holy. The second you did your chi of bracha, only when there's a chi of bracha. The second you did your chi of bracha, then you can inane. And with this we can understand. But it says in Parshas Bo, Yud Gimel Beis, Kadosh L'Kol B'chor, Petel Kol Rechem and Yisrael, Badim Beim Eliyu, sanctify the B'choros. So I understand the B'chor Behem is holy. Has Kedusha's carbon. What's the Kedusha of B'chor Adam? B'chor Adam, even before his Pidyon, is Mutter B'hanal, like it says in B'choros 9b, that B'chor Adam is Mutter B'avodah Kodim B'diya. Because Sharcha is coming to be Mamayit B'chor Adam. It's very schwer what the Sforno says. It's not for the pigeon, they're also to do avodos chol. So as it says, Losava Bukhor Shorcha, and he's mamish being sosa the Gemara. The Gemara says Shorcha is the Mute Bukhor Adam. And the Sforno says that just like you're not allowed to do avoda with the shore, you're not allowed to do avoda with the Adam. And the Gemara says Pumfakert, it says Daf Bishor, but not Adam. Adam, you're allowed to do avoda. So what's shot in this pigeon? So the answer is based on the tour in Shinhei, that the pigeon aben you make a brocha to Hashem a kaddish b'chor Yisrael a pidyona. And this means that be'emes is no kedusha in a ben b'chor. He's mutter b'avod even when he's not nifta. Not that he's called kaddish, it's because you're mechuyev b'pidyona, a kaddish b'chor Yisrael l'pidyona. The kedusha is that you have to be podin, that's what gives him kedusha. It hooks the lasses bo mitzvah, so that's what gives it kedusha. When it's set aside for mitzvahs. And that's Pshan Loshan of Tosef, Loitam Adam Klum, Achi Yavarech, Lashem Aratzim Aloha. Don't taste until you make a bracha, everything belongs to God, and Enam Elam Hazibullah Bracha Mal, Achi Yatu, Lokoa Mitzvahs. What does this mean? That since we are in Mechuyav to make a bracha on food before Hana, and Mela, all the Machalim are Miskadish, the Mitzvahsim. The mitzvah of the bracha. When a person's nana below bracha, he's mal in that kedusha, that's chol in the machal because of the chi of bracha. And that's what it means. Anana me alam hazeh below bracha mal because of the nana me kachi shemayim. That since there's a chi of bracha mimela, the machal became holy. Achi atiru la mitzvahs. You need the bracha to be matir. You have a mitzvah of a bracha. The mitzvah of the bracha is matir the food. Otherwise, you're not allowed to get hana. Now, pizeh, we can understand that a goy is allowed to eat without a bracha. Behemoths are allowed to eat without a bracha. There's no meila. There's the whole ikar kedusha is because there's a chi of bracha. If there's no chi of bracha, there's no kedusha. And mamela, we understand that a baal keri doesn't have to make a bracha, and he's not over on meila because there's not a meila in the chepta. It's only a meila because there's a chi of bracha on the gavra. But the Baal Keri is not chayv in a bracha. Mel is no meila. And now we understand very beautifully what the Ramban and Rashi say. That if your nana me'alam has a below bracha, it's like you're stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your father and your mother, you're stealing the bracha. Pshat is that the whole ikar kedushas machal v'yisuro is only because of the mitzvah of the bracha. Not that you're stealing the food. If you're without a bracha, you're stealing the bracha. It all starts with the chi of bracha. Because if it was a matter of stealing food without anything you eat without a bracha is stealing the food, then how do animals? How do we allow animals to eat? How do we allow goyim to eat? They're not making brachas. The answer is it's only holy to Hashem if there's a chi of bracha. That's what gives it its kedusha. So if you don't have a chi of bracha, you can eat it because it's a hate. If you do have a chi of bracha, then you have to make the bracha. And if you don't, it's meila. But it's the chi of bracha that creates the meila. Shuvas halif l'chashlomo, Shlomo Kluger, or Chaim Semichin Chafal, he's mechadish, that if a person eats matzah without hamotzi first, he's not yotze, since he's not allowed to be eat without a bracha, Chazal say, an animal has a below bracha, it's like you're stealing from aviv, so the achil is b'isser, and it's a mitzvah baba avera, like matzah zula, that you're not yotze, and even in the Surah Derabbanan we say mitzvah baba avera. Whoever would appear that dafka matzah zula, you're not yotze, because it's not lachem. It says in the Russian Psachim, you need Mishalachem, Gzul is not Mishalachem. But in the Taz and Arachim, Tanat, so Sifkan Dal, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, when you're not below Bracha, the Gzul isn't the Etzim and Michael, El about Bracha. And that's Mishalachem. The food is yours. That matzah, you're allowed to give to a goy, you're allowed to give to an animal. All you're stealing is the Bracha. But you're not stealing the food. And what about mitzvah above Aveira? So mitzvah above Aveira is only when the Aveira creates the mitzvah. And therefore, if a lulav and a shera and yunidachat of a zara, there's no mitzvah above Aveira if he uses such a lulav. Because when you steal, it's the stealing that enables you to do the mitzvah. But here it's not the avodah zara that enables you to do the mitzvah. Even if it wasn't avodah zara, it would still be a lulav. So, here also, Are you only Yotze because you did the Avera of not making the Bracha? The mitzvah isn't Tliya B'Avera. The mitzvah is not dependent on the Avera. You could be Yotze the mitzvah even without the Avera. Make the Bracha whenever you want. So the mitzvah is not miskayim because of the Avera. The Avera is not making the Bracha. And the mitzvah is the eating. You can't say that you're mekayim the mitzvah because you did the Avera. And the mail is not a mitzvah above Avera. It's not a mitzvah above Avera. And it's not considered stolen. Because the food is actually yours. The food is yours. You're not stealing the food. Like we saw in the Ramban and Rashi. You're just stealing the bracha. If you would eat matzah without making the bracha of Amotzi, you're still Yotze. Because it's not pshat that you're stealing it. Because it belongs to you even without a bracha. It belongs to you. What are you stealing? You're stealing the bracha. But you're not stealing the matzah. It's not matzah gzula. And the fact that it's a mitzvah above Avera also doesn't bother us because it's not. It's here the Avera of not making the bracha doesn't create the mitzvah, doesn't enable the mitzvah, facilitate the mitzvah. So we learned some big yisodos, big lamdashi yisodos about me'ilas, me'ilas, me'geder gezel, some hold. We try to prove no, it's not. We understand that very nicely in Ramban and Rashi, why you're stealing the bracha from Hashem, not the food. The food belongs to us even without the bracha. It's the bracha that you're stealing. And based on that, if you eat matzah without a bracha, it's not considered stealing the matzah. You're Yotze. That's what it means in the Tosefta. If you're nanam and olam hazeh below bracha, mal atshi atiru lo kol ha-mitzvahs, because what creates, that was our yisod, what creates the yisur me'ila is the chi of bracha. There's no chi of bracha, there's no me'ila, me'mela, behemus and akum. Eat without a bracha. We should be zochem mitzvah Hashem, very very gishmak. Lil modu lulame lishmer v'lasas ulekayim. It's called divrei salmu tarasu biahava. Amen ve'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.